Welcome to the Bite Size Podcast.
Hello, this is Christine Treadway coming at you from Washington State. I'm going to talk to you today about how to not get stuck high and dry for your December and January Thrive Life business building. So by now, most of us are very focused on Black Friday, and we are generating all kinds of great contacts and informing our customers of how we can just really save and hitting Black Friday and just really stocking up. And you know, many of us have goals to hit rank, and I'm definitely one of those, working hard. And something I just want to point out, that at your parties, whether they're online or live parties you're doing this month here in November, make sure that you are giving your booking talk and booking your parties for the first 2 weeks of December and on into January. From my experience now, this is very important to do and not save until the last minute and not get too overly focused on your Black Friday sale alone. You want to make sure that you are getting your 442 in, and December being a little bit tougher for the last 2 weeks of the month to do parties, I recommend trying to schedule your four events for the first 2 weeks of December by eliminating the benefits that they could have, and the fact that jar meals sure do make great gifts. Maybe you could do a jar meal demonstration and get hosts that way, because they're very pretty and they are wonderful, wonderful gifts for people. And that could be a feature in your tasting or party demonstration. And then also, of course, you want to be giving the option to have a New Year party in January. And something I have noticed in the last couple of years is that we have a lot of people that will make New Year's resolutions to eat healthier, and we definitely can provide that for them. So smoothies are a popular thing to market at January parties to help people kick off the new year with our wonderful, nutritious, clean food. And that can be sort of an advertising focus when you're giving your booking talk in your November parties, online or live with Black Friday. So I have personally made the mistake of not really looking past Black Friday and getting stuck a little high and dry for December and January bookings. So I'd like to advise that you don't let that happen, and you just remember to do that little booking talk within all of your events, showing the benefits and the advantages of hosting and getting your first 2 weeks in December booked, as well as on into January through that month and then on. That's really all I was going to talk about today. I know everybody's awfully busy, but it is easy to miss that detail in your parties. I honestly can tell you I've missed it many, many times up until about the last year. Then I kind of finally figured out that it was a whole lot easier to book parties from parties than it is to get your momentum going from the ground up, which I have had to do many, many times just from not covering that detail well enough myself. So anyway, wish you all the very, very best in your endeavors, and look forward to seeing you all at Leadership.